Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, that was the Listilka Ukrainian Orthodox Choir and Orchestra from a CD they compiled, oh, back out in the early 2000s. And that song was Yakuzashka Tvoya, and I am your Cossack sweetheart. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. При мікрофоні Павіна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-McCory, Pokrinska Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got Ukrainian Jewish heritage, and we'll be taking a look back at a feature that we first aired just under a year ago, and next week we will be following up on that topic. As well, we've got a new book review by Myra Junik and our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, a blast from the past, quite a bit further back than what we started out with, we have Luba. And this is, yes, Luba of 1980s fame in Canada. Here she is now with a song from one of her vinyl albums of Ukrainian folk songs. This is a song about gypsies. Oynohori Tsiha Nestoyale. Yeah.
Колонина, коло броду, тумба, 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 там ючина вкрала воду, тумба, 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 я на неї задивився, тумба, 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 візок мені поломився, тумба, тумба, тумба. Тумба, якби була така божа, тумба, 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 ой, не шкода мені воза, тумба, 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 бо дівчина, як та рожа, тумба, тумба, тумба. Сказав же я до неї, тумба, 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 ти дівчина моя люба, тумба, 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 я злагоджу свій візочок, тумба, 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 і підемо на ріночок, тумба, тумба, тумба. Тумба, ти для мене, як та рожа, тумба, 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 вийдеш ти заміж за мене, тумба, 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 будеш жити, як та паня, тумба, тумба, тумба.
And that was Brian Cherwick and the Cubasonics showing off his and his group's musical talent from their most recent CD, Cube Funland. And that was a song called Tumba 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 about a young man who is distracted by a young woman and crashes his wagon, but manages to take advantage of the situation. Coming up next is a group from Ukraine called Otvinta, wild and crazy group. I guess you'd call them punk rock or punk folk or ethno, punk ethno. Not sure exactly how to categorize them, but they are a lot of fun. And here they are with a song with a very cryptic title, Dharma Ya Nayusya Tsibuli, In Vain I Ate Onions.
Як у серці пече, ще не було такої весни. Гострий погляд твоїх незрівняних очей, наче цвяхо прибив до стіни. Ти сама підійшла, дивина серед дим, досить близько, щоб я зрозумів. Дарма я наївся цибулі, дарма я наївся цибулі, дарма. Дарма.
Слухайте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy PCJ Radio International from the west coast of Canada. I'm your host, Павліна. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. The revelation came in California.
We went to one of the redwood parks in California, and I was looking at the redwood trees, at sequoia trees, and I saw them, and I remember just thinking about how much those trees have seen. If only they could talk, and I started to think about 1,000 years back, what have they seen? And that's when the idea of planting and creating ever-living memorials came to mind.
That is Julia Korsunsky, the executive director of RememberUs.org. RememberUs.org is a public charity in Massachusetts. Their mission is to educate the public about the devastating consequences of genocide, to honor and commemorate those who perished in the Holocaust, and to promote peaceful coexistence, inclusiveness, and cross-cultural interactions. Auschwitz and other concentration camps have become notorious global symbols of Nazi atrocities. But during the Second World War in Ukraine, Jews were most often placed in front of firing squads and massacred. RememberUs.org has launched what is called the MARS program to maintain, aid, restore, and support commemorative events at the mass killing sites. Originally started as a family project, RememberUs.org has grown into an active and far-reaching group of volunteers, and they run multiple educational activities both in the U.S. and in Ukraine. They have organized commemorative programs in multiple locations in Ukraine, such as Kharkiv, Lubny, and Kremenchuk. Their volunteers organize day field trips for schools. The organization funds the creation of school museums, supports genocide-related research, and documents individual stories. And of course, RememberUs.org plants trees. The Metasequoia tree is an inspiring botanical story of rebirth and survival. The trees were thought to be extinct, but a small plantation was found in China, and the trees have been cultivated and brought back to life all over the world. The trees are hardy survivors that can withstand harsh weather, fires, and lightning, and they can live for hundreds of years. They are one of the oldest living species on Earth. RememberUs.org believes planting metasequoia trees at killing sites is as close as we can get to commemorating victims of genocide for eternity. And the story of the rebirth of these trees has symbolic parallels to events in Jewish history. Trees have been planted at Babin Yar, at Drubetsky Yar outside Kharkiv, and Lubny. Julia Korsunsky has a very powerful personal connection with Drubetsky Yar. Julia was born in Kharkiv but left during the wave of Jewish immigration during the Soviet era. She returned to her place of birth many years later with her daughter and visited the memorial at Drubetsky Yar, a ravine where some 16,000 people, mainly Jews, were killed from late 1941 into 1942. Her grandfather's parents, his brother, and his children were murdered there.
It is very hard to see your name. I knew as a child that we had this tragedy in our family, but it is completely different when you're standing there and you know that your family is somewhere right under your feet. And you go into a room and you read names of your relatives. And this is such an emotional experience. I never thought that it would be so overpowering.
This visit to Drubetsky Yar fundamentally altered Julia's life path.
I have changed a lot, I think. My priorities have changed. And I've met so many good people who share my values and who share my thoughts. It is impressive that so many people think that it is important to keep their memory alive. And it is very important that so many kids want to keep the memory alive and want to learn and want to educate others.
RememberUs.org is keeping the memory alive by continually expanding their activities. More tree plantings are planned in Fastil, Mirhorod, and Kremenchuk. A multiple social media series and an inspiring speaker series are active in the U.S. School museums have been set up in Lubny and Kremenchuk, and more museums and exhibits are planned in Ukraine as resources permit. Other new initiatives include the Forgotten Shtetl trips. The goals here are educational, to show how Ukraine looked before, to show how Jews and Ukrainians lived together for many, many generations, and how this part of tradition, how this part of life, completely disappeared.
What's very interesting, and to me it's very touching and very heartwarming, that many people that we work with, many of our partners and volunteers, are not Jews. I lived in that country, and that's not the atmosphere that was there 30 years ago when I left Ukraine, when I left Soviet Union. But it is very interesting how things have changed, and it is very nice to see that a new generation grew up in a totally different environment.
That was Julia Krasinski, Executive Director of RememberUs.org. For more information, visit www.rememberus.org. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Світа, як вітер штовх полі літать гей в гамерицький край. Лем, жаль, Митя, моя хижо, лем, жаль, Митя, моя хижо, солом'яна жаль. Лем, жаль, Митя, моя хижо, лем, жаль, Митя, моя хижо, солом'яна жаль. Ой, в нас превелика біда, не можна заробить хліба, гей, мушу їхать вдаль. Лем, жаль, мій вас, мої верхи, лем, жаль, мій вас, мої верхи, зелені жаль. Лем, жаль, мій вас, мої верхи, лем, жаль, мій вас, мої верхи, зелені
rendition of Amerikanske Krai, which means basically America Land, and that was performed by Sviatoslav Vakarchuk of Okean Ilze and Kristina Solovey. Up next, a group of unnamed soldiers who put together this song about life at the front in today's eastern Ukraine. Skorostryl, Kufaika, Rapid Fire.
Скоро стріл куфайка і з тризубом шапка ватралісова. Даруй, Боже, моїй Україні вільні права. Даруй, Боже, моїй Україні вільні права. Скоро стріл куфайка і з тризубом шапка і нічна зоря. Побратима мого зачепила куля вражая. Побратима мого зачепила куля вражая. Він лежить на листі пізньою весною і нічна зоря. Його поховаю рядом з ялиною ватрадоря. Його поховають рядом з ялиною ватрадоря. Взяти у шеренгу стати, скаже, що то ви, і підемо волю здобувати Україні мої, і підемо волю здобувати Україні мої, нічка темна і ліс темний. На шляху чота, і ніхто не знає, що тут спочиває партизан УПА. І ніхто не знає, що тут спочиває партизан УПА. Скоро стрінку файка і з тризубом шапка ватралісова. Побратима мого зачепила куля вражая. Побратима мого зачепила куля вражая.
Головна мета Ukraine War Amps – це допомога пораненим воїнам та патріотам, які захищають свободу своєї країни у сьогоднішній війні за Україну. Ukraine War Amps представляє програму «Всинови солдата». З вашою підтримкою наша організація зможе передавати принаймні $50 США щомісяця для цільової підтримки якомога більшого числа українських героїв. 100% зібраних коштів буде передано напряму героям, пораненим у війні за Україну. Програма «Всинови солдата» будує унікальний зв'язок між вами і солдатом, якого ви підтримуєте. Все починається з вас. Візьміть під опіку солдата. Підтримайте героя України.
Три дубки наліво, три дубки направо, гуляє козак Росія. на право, гуя є козак весілля. Три дубки наліво, три дубки направо, гуляє козак весілля. Три дубки наліво, три дубки направо, гуляє козак весілля. Три дубки наліво, три дубки направо, гуляє козак весілля.
And a Canadian group by the name of Toots Eat Tom, which means here and there. And this was a song from their most recent CD, Obriad, which translates as a ritual. And that song was Kozatske Vasilya, a Cossack's wedding. And also on a wedding theme, since it's June, here is Picardiska Tertsia from Ukraine with Vesilne Marsh, a wedding march.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
Веселя їй не злетіля, зіннеля, чун не скрипаля. Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина. Бум-бум грим, бубен є бубняр, а за ним дьохнув сопілкар. Запитай про любов мою, він повіє коломикою. Запитай про любов мою, він повіє коломикою. Чинно вас наша невістка, добрий час, брама не вузька. Чинно вас наша невістка.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Hey!
Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Hey!
Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Hey! Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Welcome to Knishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knishka Corner, we will be discussing Aaron Murray's book, Kapusta. Aaron Murray introduces Kapusta as a play, poem, ash, a cabaret. It is made up of three acts titled Paradise, Ptolemy, and Pollen, as well as a concluding section titled N. The introductory section gives a description of the stage, which consists of a kitchen area as well as a simple bench in front of a field of cabbages. Real cabbages laid over a large brown canvas tarpaulin. There is also a list of characters led by the elusive E. Woman in 40s or 50s, simply a vowel. The other characters include a 1 meter high marionette, a sock monkey named Malenka Dotchka, little daughter, an old lion, a donkey, an iPhone, and cabbages. The text is written in both French and English. Murray warns readers in the stage directions that the language of the text is obsessional, and this must be faced. As the play opens, the writer invites readers to keep their iPhones on, but to turn off your ideas. The three acts examine the relationships between past and present, thoughts and actions, imagination and reality, poetry and prose, as well as parents and children. E speaks to the audience in Ukrainian, sings songs, and contemplates the Holodomor and the Holocaust, as well as her relationships with her grandmother and her mother. Throughout Kapusta, Murray uses many literary techniques to tell her story. There are links to YouTube and SoundCloud, and even a QR code. One song describes horrific suffering in the Holodomor to the tune of O Little Town of Bethlehem. There are also frequent pop culture references to singing sensations of the 1960s, such as Perry Como and Dean Martin. There are numerous references to writers, such as Jacques Rancière and Ptolemy. The text, which uses elaborate symbolism, is written mostly in English, but the writer also uses French, Ukrainian, and Latin. The strength of Murray's book lies in its intricate web of meaning. She challenges readers to think about the complexities of human experience as she delves into her past and the brutal realities of her Ukrainian heritage, such as the Holodomor and the Holocaust. Through this pastiche of Ukrainian history, Murray examines the relationship between the past and the present. The passages describing her relationship with her grandmother are particularly touching. Everything can be found in my grandmother's kitchen. Everything is sheltered. All is safe. And so language can exist, words. Murray found paradise among her grandmother's cabbages. Readers will definitely find Murray's innovative Kapusta a challenge to read. However, its uniqueness of both form and subject matter are critical to the success of the book. The non-traditional use of song, technology, and illustrations will test even the most dedicated reader. However, in the final words of the text, Murray reminds all of us about the critical importance of remembering our history and our stories, regardless of the obstacles that society puts in our way. Age 6, she returned from school to tell her mother that the teacher had forbidden her to sing out loud in the class choir, as she was off key. "Sing anyway," her mother said. "No one has the right to tell you not to sing." Erin Murray was born in Calgary. She's a prolific poet and translator who lives in Montreal. Her poetry collection, Furious, won the Governor General's Award for Poetry in 1988. She performs and speaks nationally and internationally on poetry and translation. Her 16th book of poetry, The Unmentionable, was a finalist for the 2014 Cobzar Literary Award. Kapusta was a finalist for the 2018 Cobzar Literary Award. Kapusta is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Собі за жіночку, гей, що не вміла. серебрі кости.
And Trio Maksimovich for you there with a traditional Ukrainian folk song about a very unlikely romance and marriage between a mosquito and a fly. Coming up next is an instrumental by a group from Winnipeg, a polka band by the name of Sluhai. And here they are now with the Black Velvet Waltz.
Thank you.
the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you every week, courtesy PCJ Radio International. If you miss the live radio transmissions of the show, you can find us in between broadcasts at www.nashholos.com, where you can get the podcast links as well as other audio features, transcripts, and a link to our Patreon site, where we'll be sharing goodies and additional content with patrons of the show. As well, please follow us on Twitter, like the Nash Holos Facebook page, and do drop us a line now and again. I love to hear from you, so please send your suggestions, dedications, and requests. Your comments are always welcome. На жаль, ми закінчили нашу програму. Вже час домовій сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Як буде по-мужньому, то буде і по-дружньому. And our proverb of the week translates as, wherever there is gallantry, there is also cordiality. Well, with that, we've come to the end of our program. So one last toe-tapper for you. We have the Millennia Band from Edmonton with Freddy's Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio International, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.